I believe part of the reason why our local government system is not working is because, first and foremost, the DC is close to the Minister for Local Government and other ministers. I mean, this, it doesn't give the Assembly the level of autonomy that the law envisages it should have. I've heard a lot of people giving arguments as to why some of them can stand up against a certain president and all that. That cannot be. There are foreign policy issues. There are issues that are clearly the mandate of the central government. There are issues that are clearly the mandate of local government. And I think this can only be good for the country.
Are you saying you don't see the election of MMDs by any government an attempt to undermine their own vision?
There can't be. You see, every area has got its own peculiar issues. And you don't need the central government to lead in the development of specific areas. There are national issues that can be dealt with by central government, which is fair enough. But then I don't see how opposition MP undermined that we will choose to let this particular people lead us in our area. How does that undermine the government of the day? That is why we should clearly indicate which aspects of our governments are for the local government system and which ones are for the national government. We already have existing laws as to what should go to the local government through the District Assembly's Common Fund. For as long as the government releases these funds to the local government and that the local government also raise adequate revenue sources from within their areas, if deliberately you decide to pick an unnecessary quarrel with central government, for which reason certain development that are supposed to come to the area that does not come, you as the directly elected chief executive, you're going to lose in the next election.
You heard head of the Department of Urban Environmental Management at the Institute of Local Government Studies, Fred Udru.